When journalists went to cover the Iraq War, Part 2, most perhaps felt some fear of violence stemming from the hard-boiled insurgency. But given their class perspective, it's fair to guess that few feared they would become the targets, not of Iraqi nationalists trying to purge the land of foreigners, but of American troops who, through imperial arrogance, fear, or sheer loathing of the Fourth Estate, made them targets in the continuing war. The International Federation of Journalists, a body which represents over 500,000 journalists in over 110 countries, recently released a letter to the Imperial President, George W. Bush, which called for the U.S. government to provide credible and convincing reports on incidents in which 14 media people have been killed since the March 2003 invasion. The International Federation of Journalists General Secretary, Aidan White, in his letter to the U.S. President, wrote, quote, "The United States stands accused of failing to meet its obligations to deliver justice and fair treatment to the victims of violence by its own soldiers," unquote. The IFJ released this letter on April 8th, 2 years to the date of the U.S. attack on Baghdad's Palestine Hotel, where dozens of reporters and other media folks were staying, as they reported on the U.S. invasion of the Arab nation. In that attack, two journalists were killed and others wounded. On that same day, U.S. fighter planes attacked the Baghdad offices of the Arab satellite network Al Jazeera, where another journalist was killed. According to the International Federation of Journalists, there are at least 11 other cases where journalists were killed by U.S. forces with little or no explanation. According to the IFJ, the U.S. responded to these killings of journalists by whitewash reports, if any reports were released at all. The IFJ referred to such reports as paltry and cruelly insensitive of the U.S. government towards the relatives and colleagues of the media victims. Nor did the International Federation of Journalists dismiss the violence of Iraqi insurgents and nationalists, who have also targeted journalists to put pressure on their home governments to withdraw. And sometimes, because these news agencies quietly pay ransom money. We condemn unreservedly those attacks and the people behind the current wave of hostage taking, which was seen in the kidnapping of our colleagues, Florence Obane of Liberation, her driver, Hussein Hanoun, as well as Romanian reporters Eduard Ohanisian of Romania, Liberia, Marie-Jean Ion, and Soren Misaci of Prima TV. The International Federation of Journalists and the other international group, Reporters Without Borders, have launched campaigns about Florence Obana and Iraqi translator Hussein Hanoun, who have now spent 4 desperate months in captivity. Her captives released a moving video showing her pleading for her life in English, saying, "My health is very bad. I'm very bad psychologically also. Please help me." Although her plea was to French members of parliament, it was also a plea to the American journalistic community, which has apparently turned a deaf ear. As has also, come to think of it, the U.S. government. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio